one step away, what would it mean to you to finally get over that hurdle and get to that big game?
That's what you play the game for. You know, a lot of guys play the game for, you know, the money early in their career. But, you know, once you get later in your career, you're playing for that ring. And that's the ultimate goal, you know. So that's one of the things, you know, I sit and dream about, you know, winning that Super Bowl, you know, being called a Super Bowl champ or whatever. So I'm not afraid to talk about it, you know, because it's always been one of my ultimate goals.
Like I say, you've been in this league since the 90s. You have other guys like Khans and those rookies that were born in the 90s, I guess, or not too far from it. What type of message do you send to them in terms of being at this stage and being able to appreciate where you are?
Take advantage of it. You never know when this opportunity is going to come again, you know. Take advantage of it and live in the moment, you know. A lot of the younger guys, they're probably spoiled right now, thinking it's going to happen all the time, but I'm here to tell them it don't.
I get the sense, talking to some of your teammates, there's a bit of a chip on the shoulder of this team. How accurate would that be?
That'll be very accurate. We've had that chip from day one, but I don't think me alone with nobody in this locker room, we have a problem with playing that underdog role or playing, the team that everybody's doubting. You know, we've been that every week, so we don't have a problem at all.
You have a veteran bunch. You're going to face another young quarterback. How do you get in the mind early of a young quarterback?
And like you said, we get in the mind. We change the looks up on him. You know, he's a great quarterback, doing a lot of good things for his team. But, you know, common denominator, he's still a young quarterback. So he can't run from that.
Very similar to Seattle in some ways?
Very, no, real similar. Both quarterbacks able to run the ball as well as throw the ball well, you know, so we definitely will have a challenge. Linebacker, secondary, we're going to have a challenge, you know, but we're not shying away from it. Same way we approached last week, we're going to approach it this week.
How much more, you know, we know they went up to Seattle late in the season and got beat up pretty good. I mean, how much does, you talk about being a young quarterback, how much do you think it affects a young quarterback home versus now having to go on the road for this game?
The fans. You know, you was in the dome. You know, the 12th man, it's a big part. You know, the same way, you know, if we was going up north outside, you know, having to deal with the weather elements, you know, that's the same elements of coming into a dome atmosphere where the crowd is going to be loud, they're going to be pumped, we're going to be pumped. So, you know, I'm ready and I'm excited.
You think it could affect him, a young quarterback, more than it does a Peyton Manning?
I hope so. I hope so. That's the goal, you know. So we urging the fans, y'all get in there early again and keep it real, real loud. We're going to need you this week.
Even though you've seen and experienced, you know, pretty much everything this game has to offer, is this one of those cases where, you know, being at this particular stage, you go to Asante, you go to Chris Hope, and you try to find out, okay, you know, what do I have to look forward to from this point?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think the veteran guys, the good thing about this team is you look around this locker room, we got a veteran, an older guy in each position, tight end, you know, with Tony, you know, the offensive line with Mudd, myself, the linebackers, and Asante, you know, so... You know, you put all us together and collective, you come up with a veteran team who, you know, won a lot of good ball games. So that's what the younger guys lean on, you know, the older guys in this locker room.